Despite the name, Ozarka 100% Natural Spring Water is tapped and bottled in northeastern Texas. The brand, however, was patented in 1905 in Eureka Springs, where it was bottled and shipped for nearly 70 years. Ozarka water was originally sourced from several mineral-rich cold water springs in Eureka. But while hiking with friends in the mountains north of town, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich found what she believed to be a remote, long-lost Ozarka spring. That hike was almost a decade ago. Now, she's able to tell us the story.
Wild springs flow all over Carroll County, a rugged, water-rich karst terrain, but the spring found in a remote forested hollow north of Eureka Springs appears to be some sort of ancient waterworks. A spigot iron padlocked hatch and an inexplicable stainless steel hood still intact. Sue Hopkins and her hiking partner Sharon Roberts came across this spring in late January after weeks of questing.
Bushwhack is what we mostly did, trying to find it. And it took us 3 days. We got lost a few times, but always had the sun to guide us. And we finally, when we found it, it just took our breath away.
What Hopkins had located was a remote, long-lost Ozarka spring.
How amazing in the flow. In the spring box, everything looks like in perfect shape. And it's such a fantastic, historic spring. And nobody has even known where it is.
Eureka Springs was founded back in 1879 and incorporated the following year as thousands of urban health seekers flocked to take the waters, hike the hills, and drink from dozens of cold water springs. Kate Cooper, co-author with town historian June Westfall, authored the 2012 book, Eureka Springs, City of Healing Waters.
There was word that got out that there were healing properties up here in the mountains. And I don't think it can be stressed enough that there was a huge epidemic in 1878. It was yellow fever. And, you know, what we've gone through this year really kind of brings that home. But people were really looking for some place where they could be safe.
Nearly 4,000 people had settled in Eureka, according to an 1880 census, to serve health tourists crowding the new town to drink from the springs. Eureka Springs Water Company began to ship basin spring water by wagon and rail. And by 1905, all shipped spring water from Eureka was branded Ozarka, a water plant operating just south of the train depot on North Main. Water was piped from nearby Magnetic and Bay Springs, but later switched to two unnamed springs in nearby Mill Hollow. A third spring, a recently found spring northeast of town, was piped down the mountain to a place called Stock Pen Hollow into large glass-lined tanks for shipping. But by 1966, longtime owner Richard Thompson sold Ozarka to California-based Arrowhead Puritas Water Company. Eureka's historic water business was about to dissolve. John Fuller Cross is a fourth-generation Eureka Springs native.
And the man that came up here to buy it from Dick Thompson was Von Igo, and he bought it and then ran it until 71. And when Mr. Thompson died, they took the brand name out of here and left the springs, which they couldn't take out of here.
Cross is chairman of the board of CS Bank, originally Bank of Eureka Springs. He's lived in Mill Hollow since 1963, within sight of two Ozarka springs.
And they call that the Ozarka Springwater Road back in those days. I've got a map here. There's more water in Mill Hollow than any hollow in Arkansas, as far as I know. And my home is spring-fed. There's a waterfall next to my house. And that waterfall goes over and falls about, 15, 20 feet down into a pool. And that's where we did the samples. And it came up in Ozark, about 2 days later, it came up in the Ozarka Spring down the road about, a quarter of a mile from my house.
Cross ended up purchasing the springs that Arrowhead Puritas had left behind in Eureka.
I wanted the 40 acres that joined me for two reasons. One, because it joined me. And two, because it was available for pasture land, and I had a growing horse business at that time, and I needed the pasture. I didn't buy it for the springs, but I had to buy all of it. I had to buy my 40 acres. I had to buy the 30 acres.
That 30 acres, which holds the lost Ozarka Spring, was property cross-deeded to the Elna M. Smith Foundation, operator of the Great Passion Play. Kent Butler is director of operations.
The Passion Play is a large outdoor drama, 4,000-seat amphitheater. This next season, we'll welcome our 8 millionth visitor to see the Passion Play, but that's not all the Passion Play is. We have now 20 miles of mountain biking and hiking trails on the 700-acre property.
The remote Ozarka Spring, long neglected and out of reach to the public for 50 years, is now visible along his new trail system.
We're trying to do some rejuvenation of that site so you don't just have to be like, I think this is it, but that you know it. So look for large overhead signs, hopefully summer of this year.
Because Butler wants to protect and preserve the historic Ozarka Spring site now. As for John Cross, after purchasing the two Ozarka Spring sites in town, he also bought the old railroad depot, the historic roundhouse nearby, where Ozarka bottles were stored, and Stock Pen Hollow Waterworks, all of which were eventually sold. But he treasures Ozarka Spring water memorabilia, some of which is on display at his Bank of Eureka Springs History Museum downtown.
Yeah, I've got quite an Ozarka display here in our museum here, which is our free museum that's open to the public, and anybody can come in and see the Ozarka display and everything else that's here. It's growing all the time.
And John Cross has authored an entry on Ozarka Water Company, newly published by the Online Encyclopedia of Arkansas. And although he's never seen the third long-lost Ozarka Spring, Cross says he's glad it's been found. And here are the sounds of a few more Eureka Springs. Sounds of Harding Spring, Cardinal Spring, Grotto Spring, Sweet Spring, Basin Spring, Magnetic Spring, and Mystic Spring. Just a few of dozens of springs flowing through Eureka Springs. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.